So let's start right at the beginning then, Damien. What is your first kind of conscious memory of football as a concept?
I was brought up in football. There's no maybe about it. I couldn't tell you in any... I've got a vague recollection of the Kevin Keegan taking his shirt off, getting sent off the Charity Shield and images like that as a kid. But I was just brought up in a football madhouse, and my dad was a football fanatic. And while he'd stopped going to match because he was raising a young family, he was still a ardent Liverpool supporter and kept his association with football by playing it at an amateur level. But around me all the time, you know, listening to second half commentaries of matches and any highlights that were on the telly, it was just always all around. I can't remember there never ever being a time when football wasn't around me and the only team I could ever be in the world was Liverpool. And going to school, for example, you were defined in school by, well, the lads basically were defined as reds or blues.
Right.
There was no other colours you could be. You were born one or you were born the other, and that was it. And that was the environment I was born into and brought up in.
So football's all around you then, basically, as early as you can possibly remember. Do you have a memory of kind of the when it started to matter?
Yeah.
Go on.
77.
Okay.
What a time for it to start to matter as well. Absolutely fantastic. I remember being in primary school, St. Eddie's. All the kids loved the footy. Everyone wanted to be in the school team. Everyone had the heroes. I had a red plastic coat with a white armband on it and a yellow armband just underneath it. In the first season that Liverpool had that colour, extra colour in the shirt. And I had the sew-on patch on my sleeve, Kevin Keegan, the idol of Anfield, because that was all the rage at the time. Very much remember the silk scarves and having one tied around my wrist. And as it faded, I'd get a red pen and colour the words back onto it and colour over the badge. And, you know, the old school badge, you know, the big round one, the historic badge that we had, that the Manx copied for their own purposes.